Welcome to Bridgeway Christian Church's Daily Advent Prayer. My name is Anthony Lipscomb, and I've been a part of the Bridgeway community for 2.5 years. Today is Monday, December 15, and today and every Monday during Advent, we reflect on the anticipation of the Messiah in the Old Testament. Today, we meditate on the prophet Zechariah's anticipation of a coming king who would enter not in pride or power, but in humility, bringing righteousness, salvation, and joy to his people as he speaks peace to the nations. Let's listen to Zechariah 9:9-10 together. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot of Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Zechariah calls God's people to rejoice greatly in the midst of the struggle to rebuild their lives after returning from exile. Not because the world has finally been made right, but because their king is faithful, and his peace will one day reach the ends of the earth. True joy doesn't ignore the pain of the present. It rests in the promise of what God is still bringing to pass. Let's celebrate with Zechariah in prayer to our great God. Lord Jesus, our humble and victorious King, we rejoice greatly, for you have come to us. You are righteous and full of salvation. You bring joy that endures even when the world still trembles. Though wars continue and violence has not yet ceased, we trust that your peace is stronger than every sword, and that your kingdom will one day make all things new. Until that day, give us joy that is steady and true, joy that grieves honestly, yet hopes fiercely, joy that remembers you are near, even when the night feels long. Teach us to rejoice, not because life is easy, but because your promises are sure. Let your joy strengthen those who suffer for your name. Let it fill the hearts of the weary and shine through your church as a light to the world. And as we wait for your coming, may our rejoicing join the song of Zion, declaring that the King still comes, humble, faithful, and full of joy. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.